Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks as I continue talking about the powerful tools of the unconscious mind. And today I would love to ask, who would love to feel in control of the food that you eat? Or who would like to hear a really powerful way to change how you feel about a food that you perhaps eat too often and that you know isn't healthy for you? Or who would love to witness their child enjoying doing their homework as much as they love going outside to play with their friends? So it seems like magic, and it really works. And this tool is something that we call mapping across, or a like to dislike technique when it comes to food. So if you have a food that you like too much and you start eating it and you think you're just going to have a couple cookies or a couple brownies or a few chips and you end up eating the whole bag or the whole box and you know it's not healthy for you and you want to just stop doing that, we can literally use this technique to rewire your neurology so that you no longer want that food at all. Because what we do is we map it across onto something that you really don't like, that no matter what, you are not putting it in your mouth. And that rewired neurology has you think about the food that you liked too much as the food that you really don't like, and then you don't want it. And it's a very quick technique. It's very powerful. When we rewire the neurology, we start to build a little bunny trail of new thinking for you. And then over the course of a short amount of time, that builds into a 2-lane road and then a 4-lane road and then a highway. And then it's a 6-lane highway. And then you really don't want that food anymore. It's very cool. We can also use it with behaviors. So as I mentioned at the beginning, if your child doesn't like doing homework and they love to go out and play with their friends, we can map across into their neurology that doing their homework is as much fun as playing with their friends, so then they can get it done more quickly and have more time to play with their friends. Or if you're someone who doesn't like doing sales calls and yet you love some other aspect of your job, we can map across that aspect of your job that you absolutely love onto sales calls so that you start loving doing sales calls or doing your follow-up or whatever it is that you want to be doing. So if this is something you'd like to know more about, it's a really quick, effective technique. Reach out to me, melissa@yourguidedhealthjourney.com, and let's just rewire a little bit of your neurology using your unconscious mind to get results really quickly instead of trying to do things with sheer willpower alone. Willpower is housed in the conscious mind, which is the 10%. Let's work with the unconscious mind, the 90%. That is the difference that makes a difference in having these tools be effective. So reach out. They're powerful tools and you'll love the results.